Okay, let's get started. This week's parsha, we have a name change between Yaakov and Yisrael, Yisrael and Yaakov. So let's talk about names, and we'll see specifically how the issue of Yaakov and Yisrael plays into the sugya that is discussed in the poskim, and that is it a Jewish thing to have multiple first names? Last names is a whole parsha all on its own, but do we have an idea, or is it appropriate, or is it inappropriate, or is it not part of Masorah? Is it part of our Masorah that Jewish people have multiple names? So let's begin with the first one to raise this question, and that is the Noda B'Yehuda, the Noda B'Yehuda Or HaChaim in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. This is a response to Rav Yishaya Pik. Rav Yishaya Pik wrote to the Noda B'Yehuda that the famous Paita, the famous poet, Rav Elazar HaKalir, had more than one first name, because he wrote in his signature, Rav Eliezer Beribi HaKalir. Now, what the name Beribi means is a big discussion that the Noda B'Yehuda is getting into. And the Noda B'Yehuda wants to write that the phrase Beribi, Beis Resh Yud Beis Yud, is not a name, but it's a title of distinction. So let's look at what the Noda B'Yehuda says. He says, Vani L'chulshas Zichroni. He says, to the best of my memory, Einenu zocher b'shum makom. I don't remember anywhere in the Gemara, shum Tana or Amora, any Tana or Amora, she'ein nizkar b'shnei shemos, who has two names, b'shneim shem etzam. And they are, in fact, they are actual names, not a description. Zulati, Abba Shaul, there is Abba Shaul, and there is Abba Yossi, v'gam ze'eino shnei shemos. But in the case of Abba Shaul and Abba Yossi, that is not two names. Ki Abba Ladati Enu Shem Etzem, that's not a proper name. Rak Shem Toar Lashon Chashiv, it's actually a title to be called Abba. Ein Brachos Tes Zion Amid Beis. Uchimidoma Shalo Hayu Regil in the Kerub Shnei Shemos, Vaf Mikrolo Hayu Regil in Kol Kach Shnei Shemos. We really find no place in Shas or Mishnah that has two names. We find nowhere in Tanakh that a person has two names. I am Sachem, Lukim Sachem, Kufyud Zayin, and Chulin. Aval b'yimei Tanayim v'Amarayim, l'dati lo haya regilim kach. It was not the norm in the days during that time. And that's what the Noda B'Yehuda says. Let's move on now to the Chassam Sofer. The next generation, the Chassam Sofer and Evin Ezer and Chelek Beis, he also addresses the issue here of multiple names. And he says, V'od nir ali, d'lefnim lo hayu nogin l'krosh b'shnei shemos b'vas echas. It was not a thing that a person should have two names. Ki chadashim mikarov bo. It's a new invention. And then he brings a proof in this week's parsha. He says, V'afilu Yaakov avinu olav Hashem lo matzinu shenikri Yaakov Yisrael b'pam echad. Right? Hashem gave Yaakov another name. And nowhere does Yaakov say, oh, well, you know, Yaakov Yisrael, that should be my name. Yisrael Yaakov. It's either Yaakov or it's Yisrael. It didn't occur to anybody, oh, maybe we should have two names. V'lo matzinu b'chol shemus shebetanach v'shas v'poskim. We find nowhere in Tanakh, in Shas, and the poskim. Shiyikra echad b'beiz echad b'shemus b'yachad, that a person has two names called at the same time. Now, if you look here in this edition of the Chassam Sofer I brought this from, you'll see there's a small letter beiz next to the word poskim. And that is because that word got a lot of people very upset. Yes, it might be the case, as we see, that there's nowhere in Tanakh that anyone has two names. And it might be the case there's no one in Shas that has two names. However, many, many people want to jump on the Chassam Sofer and say, it is not true. We do find in Rishonim that there are people that have two names. Perhaps most prominently, related to this week's parsha, is a Tosos in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Tzadiches Amud Beis. Shaul Rav Yaakov Yisrael Esra Benu Tam. The Tosfos, whose name was Rav Yaakov Yisrael, asked a shaila to Rabbeinu Tam. That's mamash the example of the Chassam Sofer. It's mamash the names in this week's parsha, and he definitely had two names. Now, this point of who has two names, who doesn't have two names, is picked up by none other than Rav Ruvein Margolios, the great bibliophile and the great Talmud Chacham. And he writes in his short volume, L'chaker Shemos V'kinuyim B'Talmud, it's a whole 70 pages just about names in the Gemara, and he gives examples where we do see two names in the poskim. Let's fast forward now to the previous couple of generations ago. Rabbi Sperber, in the Aparkasta de'Aniyah, he writes in the Chelek Dalet as follows. And that which you wrote in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Evin Ezer Chelek Beis, T'lefnim lo hayu noagim l'kros adam b'shnei shemos yachad, people did not have two names. U'matza al hagilyon sham k'savyad shel mori v'chami hagon hatzadik she'er al zeh. And you found in some edition there was a note on the sign by the owner of the volume, and he said, Shekel kach gamkein hanod b'yehuda l'yehuda, said the same thing as well. Hine ani beinai erachti la'ir bezeh mikama acharin v'chein b'shas. V'ayin b'chulun memtes huva mar bar breder of idi tarif. Ayin sham to mashma tuhuna mar trei shemus ninu. Now it seems that he quotes a Gemara in Chulun and says there was a rabbi whose name was Huna Mar, the son of Rav Idi. That's two names. V'chein the Gemara in Erevin daf samach gimel. Amar Rav Elazar le'ima shalom ishto. His wife's name was Ema Shalom. V'shuv harali harav hashoel. And the rabbi is asking me this question also points to a Gemara in Nazir and daf nun vav mebeis. It says that there was a man whose name was Ben Peser Rosh. Two words, Peser and Rosh. And Tosos there cites this, Shekach haya shem aviv. His father's name was Peser Rosh. Two words, two names. Vahara lechidushe Taras Nazir. And look in the Chidush in the Taras Nazir, who explains this as well. So he wants to bring a proof from this Gemara Nazir. So not everyone loves this proof from the Gemara Nazir that there were Amorayim with two names. Let's look at the top of the next column. In the Tshuvas of the Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and Evan Ezra Simon Kuf, he has a long tshuva about names and halacha, and there he makes the following few points. He says, Shuv Haruni Bahagos Maharsham. I saw in the comments of the Maharsham, Al Sefer Koris Habris B'sof V'Sha'or Al Noz B'Yehuda, and he questions the Noz B'Yehuda, because he says there was a Tosvos Rav Yaakov Yisrael, because of Dulai Nosef Hasheni Ayidei Choli, maybe, he says, the reason why his name was Yaakov Yisrael is because he got sick and they added a name, but not that his parents named him two names, because no one would do such a thing. V'nei Ma'od. I thought that was a good answer, he said. Aval be'emes al Noda Bihuda ein mizeh ha'ara. But it's not only a question on the Noda Bihuda, klal. Shediva rak hatznag amarayim. Because if you're careful, you'll notice that the Noda Bihuda complained about saying that only Tanam v'amarayim did not have two names. V'rak al chsam sofer. It's only the chsam sofer who added in his tshuva that even the poskim did not have multiple names. And the marsham lo hevi chsam sofer. And he, the marsham, is not really discussing the chsam sofer. And he have a similar idea in the Sefer Yashar Ben Tam as well. So he says, yes, we can agree that if you go through Tanakh and you go through Shas, you will not find some of the two names. But we will find people with multiple names afterwards. I also want to point out that what the norm was not was to have two names not being the rugil thing. Aval Hashem Yisrael lo matzinu klal rak b'Yaakov. V'yachakach lo nikra shiv echad b'shem Yisrael greda. He says, we find that the name Yisrael was only applied to Yaakov here, and we don't find afterwards anyone with the name Yisrael alone. V've rak kahosafa al Hashem. The Kloisenberger Rebbe wants to say that Yisrael is always added to Yaakov. Yisrael Yaakov, or Yaakov Yisrael. K'mo Hashem Yantif. Deyom have hosafa l'shem tov. Now this is a chiddush. I was not aware of this. The Kloisenberger Rebbe wants to claim that the Hebrew name Yom Tov is not really the name one word Yom Tov. It's the person's name was Tov, and someone added Yom to it. That really it's two names. It's Yom and it's Tov. Look in the Sefer Get Pashut, in the Divrei Chaim, in the Shemos Hanashim, in Lakute Shemos, in the Laws of Gittin. Aval Yom eino shem b'fnei asmo. No one names their child Yom. That's not an acceptable name. V'rak kohosafa al shem tov. The word Yom is a hosafa onto the name, is an addition onto the name Tov. Ukamo ben Sion or bas sheva. The name is Tzion, and the word ben is applied before. Or the name is sheva, and the word bas is applied before. V'chinam Yisrael have a kohosafa al Yaakov. Yisrael and Yaakov go together. That's the normal name. But Yisrael has to be applied only with Yaakov. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe wants to understand that actually the name Yisrael, which I think we do find amongst many Jews, Yisrael alone, is really not its own name. Yisrael should only be applied as a hosaf, as an addition to the name Yaakov. So it's Yaakov, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yaakov. Now, Masha Orer Maharsham, that which the Maharsham said in Nazir, that Rav Yehoshua ben Peser Rosh, we have this Rabbi named Yehoshua, and his father's name was Peser Rosh. Rashi says, there are Yehoshua Atzmo Nikra Kain, and he says, Yishlomar, that Peser Eino Shem B'fnei Atzmo, and Rosh Gam Kain Eino Shem B'fnei Atzmo. Peser is not a name, and Rosh is not a name. It's really one name together, Peser Rosh. So that's not a proof that it's two names. And the Rosh has a girs as well, that it's Peser HaRosh, maybe. Ulefize Yishamar HaRoshu Kalir Azari. Maybe HaRosh is like a title, like Eliezer HaKalir or HaAzri. Da'al Shem HaMakom Mechadom Nekarosh, or maybe about a place or something else like that. But really his name, his right name was actually just Peser. And that's what the Klozner Rebbe goes on to say. If you look here in the very small source in the next place, the Tosefta Kapshuta, of Rabbi Shaul Lieberman, so he actually brings a girsa of the Tosefta and Masachas Olos that his name was Pesi Rosh. It was actually one word and got broken up, and different girsos about what this rabbi's name was. Okay, let's turn on now to even more contemporary times, and let's look at the Mishnah Halachos of Rav Menashe Klein. So he says, Uv'achronim, hinei maranach samsofer atzmo, he says, I want to discuss this issue, right? We have all these great sages, and we have the Chassam Sofer and the Nodi Yehuda and the Apakasta and the Klozner Rebbe all saying, no such thing as two names. It's not a thing. It's not a Jewish thing. Really, the Masorah is just one name, and two names are not really part of how we name our children. He says, I want you to pay attention here. He says, the Chassam Sofer, who's railing against the idea that a person does not give their child more than one name, what did he call his son, the Chassam Sofer? Gimel Shemos. He named his son with three names. Avram, Shmuel, Binyamin. So how can you go and say, oh, the Chassam Sofer said you can't have multiple names. He named his own son, not one, not two, but three names. So clearly nobody held of that practically. And he says, in addition, from my father, I heard, Shamati, that the Admor, Marana Munkach, the Munkach Rebbe, Hikmid Shaloli Tein Shtei Shemos. He was very makbid for people not to give two names to the children because it's not part of the Masorah. V'afilu hachi, but nevertheless, Huzal ba'atzma hayalo beis shemos. He had two names, the Minchas Lazar, Ula Nechto, and his grandson, who he in fact named, he gave three names, Tzfinas and David. So it's one thing to talk the talk, but none of these people who are crying against multiple names are walking the walk. And he says, V'hayod b'chaim chayuso, he was still alive when he did this, ha'meforsim ein sarach raya, kirinu kama v'kama rabbasein, and many tzaddikim, rishonim, and achronim gave multiple names. So says the Mishnah Halacha, says Rav Menashe Klein, yes, there might be all types of ideas and theoretical concepts that we don't give multiple names, but he says clearly the minhag would show us that we do give multiple names to our children. What's the significance of multiple names? So look here in the Zecher David. The Zecher David, which is a book of Kabbalah. So he writes, V'dod deribu hashemos asher yasim elokim b'fi avi ha-ben l'kros l'ben. We know, we have a strong tradition, that the parents are given a little mini Ruach HaKodesh when they name their children. That it comes to them. When the parent names the child with multiple names, Mora ribui kochos nefashios mimadrigos hanushamos. More names means more kochos of the nefesh, more positive influence given to the child. As a tradition, and therefore he says, "Lachain ein lilog b'mi shemesim labno beizu gemal shemus." Don't make fun of people who have long names, two or three names. It's not emptiness. It's a thing. It's a real thing. More names, more koach for the neshama, and good for the child to have all these names. It's interesting, the Chida writes in the Shem HaGadolim, in Os Vav, he's writing about Rav Wolf Shapiro, the father of the Elia Rabba. The Elia Rabba, the major work on Shulchan Aruch, V'chamav shal harav Minchas Yaakov, and he was also the father-in-law of the Minchas Yaakov. So he says, Ula pa'amim mevi'en chidushim b'shamon. Sometimes the Minchas Yaakov would quote names and things in the name of his father-in-law, Rav Wolf Shapiro. And then he says, by the way, Ushmo, his name was actually Rav Binyamin, ki wolf b'lashon Ashkenazi, who's Ze'ev. Really, his name was Binyamin, but he was also called Wolf because in German, Ze'ev, a wolf, is called a wolf. And therefore he said, why? Because Binyamin's insignia, the sign of Binyamin is a wolf, so he was called Binyamin Ze'ev, or Wolf, that the names go together. And then the Chida makes the following point. And this, by the way, is a big thing amongst Ashkenazim. L'chein mi shishmo Binyamin karno soba Ashkenaz, wolf. Ulemi shishmo Yehuda, the person's given name was Yehuda, they would call him Leib. Shu are b'lashon Ashkenaz, because a Leib in German was a lion. Uchayotze b'shimos acherim. So this is, we know this is a very common thing, says the Chida, that Ashkenazim link together the Yiddish of their Hebrew names. So we have Tzvi Hirsch, and we have Binyamin Zaves, and you know, Zev Wolfs, and those types of names. Uvi Italia, in Italy, Ksas Nogin L'Shem B'neim Shem Chaya. Many parents actually give their children the names of an animal. Shekiblu Zeh, Yenatzlu Mechalim, they thought that they had a tradition that actually would save a child from getting ill. L'chein Karu B'shmosim Tzvi, or Ayel, or Arye, Uchiyotze. And this was a common custom. So it says the Chida that the minag of Ashkenazim to double up names of Zev Wolf, and, you know, Dove Bear, things like that, is actually a very old custom amongst Ashkenazim to have those double names. We'll just end with a very interesting story and a fantastic pshat in how to use multiple names. Listen to this. So the Maisa Ish, which is stories of the Chazon Ish, so they tell the following event. He says, Hasavta Karu La Sara Yenta. He says, there was a grandmother, and her name was Sara Yenta. And as you can imagine, the parents only wanted to name the daughter that was born to them Sarah, because Hashem Yenta eino kokachna. It's not the most beautiful thing to be called a Yenta. V'amar Rabbeinu. So the Chazon Ish said, Sarah zushem ojafe, a beautiful name. Sarah Imenu, eino sertomiza. Who could be better to be named after than Sarah Imenu? He says, but if you really want to call after the name of the grandmother, Tsarach es osa Hashem b'diyuk. Says the Chazon Ish, you are not actually naming for that person in the concept of actually using that person's name again, and all of the mystical and philosophical things that come along with using that name, unless you use the exact name. Imlo, if not, Zelo Hashem Hazeh, that's not the name. So if you don't name your daughter Sarayanta, that's not actually naming for the grandmother. Amnam Zecher Yesh. But it is a Zecher, said the Chazon Ish. It's something. There's some sort of flavor that you are thinking of and having in mind the grandmother. Azimatem Rotzim Lasso Zecher, Titznu Rakas Hashem Sarah. So if you're just making a remembrance, then just use the name Sarah. Aval Shetikra Mamash Al Shmat Sarich Medafkes Oso Shem. So says the Chazon Ish, if you're actually naming for someone, you got to use the whole names, all the parts of the name, if you really feel that you're actually naming for the person in order to do it. So let's just end with a very interesting way to use multiple names. In the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh, on the section of Inyanim Shonim, of different interesting things that came up, so they tell the story of the Sakat Shavarav, Asher Aviv Shel Harav Agon Yisrael Yoshua Mikatzna. So the father of Rav Yisrael Yehoshua of Katna, at the time when the Katna Rav was born, so Bino Hagon Haya B'day to the Krot Shem Bino Hashem Bal Shem Tov. He said that his father wanted to name him after the Bal Shem Tov. And what was the Bal Shem Tov's name? Yisrael. The Gam wrote to the Krot Hashem Bino Hashem Hapnei Yehoshua. And he also wanted to name his son after the great Tzaddik and Gon, the Pnei Yehoshua. And that was original insight. Vegam Ratza, but he also wanted to name his son Oso Achar Hagrami Vilna after the Vilna Gon, whose name was Eliyahu. V'shalachlo Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'fiv, and Hashem sent him a nevuah. V'karalo Yisrael Yehoshua, and he called his son only Yisrael Yehoshua. Why? Asher Hagimel Shemos Hanal Beinehem, because if you write the name Yisrael and Yehoshua together, you will see that in fact it spells Eliyahu in the middle. And that's how he got to his name, Yisrael Yehoshua, because it had an Aleph Lamed of Yisrael and the Yud Hei Vav Yehoshua, and therefore he essentially got three names into one, and that's how the Kutna Rav was named Yisrael Yehoshua, also for the Baal Shem Tov, also for the Nagon, and also for the Pnei Yehoshua. So sometimes a parent needs a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh, a little bit of luck, a little bit of creativity in order to get all those multiple names into the child.